Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The whole discourse this weekend, like, honestly bummed me out. Like, it did. Like, it turned into something that it didn't need to turn into.
I totally agree with you.
Like, I think if we just boil it down to its simplest form, is that Trey Turner is our shortstop. He is, yes, we understand he's making $300 million. We were not giving a standing ovation, like, out of, like, because he deserved
great
it.
Great job, buddy. No.
What happened this weekend was people acted like human beings. Like, that's what it was. And that's why I was so emotional. And that's why, like, dude, it was impossible not to well up at the reaction on Friday.
No doubt.
And him getting a standing ovation and then him getting a hit. Like, it was cool. Like,
fine.
It was fine.
Yeah, the single was nice. RBI hit. Cool. Saturday.
Cool. And then the post-game comments.
Yeah.
Where he talks about, like,
bleeping. We don't curse on this pod, but that was bleeping awesome or whatever.
It was really bleeping cool.
Yeah, really bleeping cool.
And then the mom quote. And the mom quote's obviously one that hits home for a lot of people out
all
there.
Of it. We all have moms, man. Yeah. You know?
And that was, like, that was cool. I really didn't anticipate the next night. Like, I
dude, no way. I thought maybe he'd get like a couple hits, a couple singles or whatever. I did, and it's not just that Trey Turner hit a home run in that spot. It was the most important hit of the weekend. Like, they were down 6-5 late in the game. Like,
it was trending towards disaster.
It wasn't like we're up 7-0 home run, or we're down 7-0. Like, that was a massive hit in the season, in the scope of the season, much less Trey in that moment.
And, like, just his emotion rounding the bases and the aggressive hugs he was giving out, and obviously, like, the curtain call, man, and the extra, like, fist pump at the end, like, he let us, like, you could tell he really appreciated
he
it.
He took a billboard out, dude. Like, immediately. Like, there was a billboard this morning. This just happened. There's a billboard out saying, thank you, Philadelphia. And I think you hit on something else that was important. And we heard it with Bryce's comments. We heard it with Bryson Stott's comments. We could see it when Nick Castellanos was standing on the top of the dugout waving the towel. Is that, like, this meant a lot to Trey Turner. And I think it could have really helped him get out of his head and move forward. But this meant a lot to that team.
Mm-hmm.
Every single player on that team was like, yo, like, this is our city. These are our fans. These guys love us. They have our backs. I mean, Bryce talked about it. And I thought a really little part in that quote was he's going on about how cool it was. And he talks about the chills and the I wish I had started my career. That all made it around. But he also, at the end of it, he goes, just throws in, like, yeah, me and the guys have been talking about it. And then just keeps going on. It's like, they're talking about this.
Well, it's impossible not to.
Right. But the clubhouse is talking about us. Us. We always talk about them. That's what we do. That's our pod here, right? That's what we all do. They're talking about us this weekend. They're saying how cool was that they did that for him and for us. And that's, like, unique, man. That is unique.
And, you know, like, Stott wearing the Trey shirt on Friday. Okay. It's like everyone knew that was going to happen. And I like that. So, first off, I'm surprised it was that loud on Friday.
So,
I thought it was going to be like a. I thought it maybe could crescendo into that.
So that's what I expected. I expected people to get up. I expected it to start enough people to get up where people are like, oh, I should get up right now. And then it would just turn into something. So I expected to get there. To your point, from the jump, it was, I mean, more people got up, but from the jump, it was loud.
Well, and it seemed like that they were anticipating it too, because like the way that T-Mac set it up, it was like back in the day with Utley would come back or Rollins would come back or Harper or whatever. Like it was set up to the point where they thought something was going to happen. Thompson talked about it pregame. And they all kind of were like, we think. So, like, we're not, like, really sure. And everyone met the moment. And, like, the fans were just, it was, it's a, that's a special, like, that's something I think we're going to talk about for a while.
We'll never forget it. Like, that was a special moment.
And especially, obviously, it'll help if Trey goes off and turns the whole thing around. And I think the biggest way you could tell that he was, like, way more relieved was, frankly, what he did in the field.
Yeah.
I mean,
and even the at-bats, too. Like, he wasn't flailing at first pitches every at-bat. Like, he seemed more composed.
Now.
I know.
His second at-bat on Friday, I think he was trying to hit the ball.
He was out of the ballpark. But as the weekend went on, it looked like he was in solid bats, too.
Yeah, but the defense. I mean, the defense, like, he's sliding, he's throwing, and he makes the final out on Saturday, which I thought was fitting.
Of course.
So I felt good for him. Like, Overall, whether you're anti-ovation, whatever, I think that people all came around.
Some.
It was most. But it was just, it was a nice human moment. And it was nice to be able to take the salary out of it. And like we know he's going to be able to feed his family. And they don't ever have to worry about money. And I understand you struggle. And you have to pay for tickets and your hard-earned money. But like it was just a good, honest, human, like, support one another moment, and that's why I love this place. Like I think it's the coolest when we do stuff like that. You mentioned the teammates. I think how they played yesterday and how the Stars specifically played,
Casty bomb, Harper, like so close, that one on the wall,
two,
and then the big double, two of them, the double down the right,
Schwarber,
the big bomb in that spot.
I think it also relieved all those guys, and I think that. It almost, we already have a love affair with this team because of the World Series run, but I think it's just going to bring us even closer. And there was a lot of talk pre-World Series run, like, they don't feel like our guys, you know, like they're all mercenaries. The World Series run and this weekend, I think, just brings us that much closer. Like, the Eagles, everyone loves, we're very close. But there's just something about this Phillies team and the fan base that they kind of feed off one another.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Dude, I'm so with you, and I think it intensified this weekend. Look, I said it after the run, during the run, and I'll say it forever until something beats it. Like, I've never been a part of a communal thing like the playoffs, and particularly the Harper Homer game.
Well,
and
what about the Fish concert?
Well, that's the next closest thing. Fish is the only thing I compare it to, the only thing I've ever felt like. I mean, you're right there. But seriously, like, I've never been a part of something that felt like this communal group joy and experience like that, where it was so magical and so loud and so special, and it did matter. Like, the players talked about how it mattered and all that. And I'm so with you, Jack. I think it brought us and these guys together, and this weekend was like another step forward in that, in this relationship between team and fans. And you don't think about, like, again, to the point of me before, like, we talk about these guys all the time, right? You know, we talk about Bryce Harper, we say his name a million times, all this stuff, like, but there is a both ways with it. It's communal. Like, they talk about us. They think about us being there. We can impact situations. We can impact games. And we can have real moments like we did this weekend. And to your point at the beginning about, like, I don't, Like, look, I get the, you know, we're a tough town and all that. Like, I'm all for that. You know me, I hate Dallas. Dallas sucks. All that kind of crap. Whatever. I'm all in on it. Like, I love the Philly thing. I love booing. If someone deserves to be booed, I'll do it. But, like, I just don't understand how anyone could have been against this weekend. Like, Trey Turner's going to be here for the next 10-plus years. Like, they signed him. Like, I just... What are we doing here? Do we want to be the fan base that we always joke about? Like, oh, national media are going to blame Philly for everything. Do we want that? Like, is that what we want to be viewed as? Like, we had a chance this weekend to show, like, hey, this is who we are and this is what we can do. And it was beautiful. Like, it was a beautiful thing.
Well, and that's why I just think people missed the point of it all. I think there's a lot of people that just couldn't understand, like, they're like, oh, participation trophy. And I thought we were a tough fan base. And this guy's been a disappointment. And the what I kept going back to is, I don't know how you watched that interview, that post-game interview on Wednesday after the Marlins loss, and just didn't feel for the guy. And, like, why?
And then when you hear he was at the batting cage till midnight and the whole thing.
Exactly. Like, it was really the time to do it. It wasn't, like, if that interview...
It was that Saturday game against the Marlins that made it all happen. You're absolutely right. That's why.
Wednesday,
the Wednesday game against the game where he had the error that lost. He said, I'm the reason we lost. That was the low moment.
And I don't think that, like, it's hard to recreate having that and then turn into, like, it's just, it was a special time for that because of seeing a guy openly look like he's struggling to keep it together because he cares. And, like, all we ask for is you care, right?
Yeah, just try. Like, give us everything you got, man.
Right. And I just, it was a really, really special weekend. I don't think it wasn't coddling. I love being a tough fan base is a point of pride for me.
And not just that, it's our default. Like, that is what, we do that no matter what.
But I think that being able to also have the side of being there for someone who is clearly going through something, which Trey was, That's why I think it happened. I think that's why the movement happened. I think that's why people jumped on board with it. And I'd say 75% of the city liked it, and 25 vocally did not like it. But I don't know how, after what happened Saturday and seeing his reaction.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I think it got up to maybe 90%, and there's still people like holding out, like, oh, it's stupid, whatever, yada yada yada. It's the Royals. I think if you're a true Phillies fan, you're a true Philadelphian. This weekend was one of those moments we're going to talk about for a while.
I'm so with you. And look, I think I probably said this to you before, but I'm a big, and coaches say this, and I love it when coaches talk this way and stuff, but the idea of, like, not everyone responds to the same things. Like, you and I are similar. Like, if you yell at me, and I think you're the same way, if you yell at me, like, you're not getting the best out of me. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm gonna turtle up more. Like, I'm going to be annoyed. I'm going to be upset. If you tell me I'm great, and you appreciate what I'm doing, I'm going to work that much harder for you. Like, I'm an attaboy guy. Like, I think you're more of an attaboy guy than a get yelled at guy, too. There are some people who need to get yelled at, right? There are some people who do need tough love. Like, every person's different. Every person responds when they are, you know, going through problems or adversity, whatever, in different ways. And, like, this whole, like, oh, just boo them thing. And again, we pay our hard-earned money. I am a supporter of the boo. I have booed. I will not rip people for booing if they think it's warranted. But, like, the ultimate goal is we're doing it to get them to play better, right? Like, we want Trey Turner to be better. And if this isn't working, like, why not try something different? Why not try something that ultimately the end goal, whether it's because you're booing or you're cheering in those situations, is to ultimately help the player move forward and be better, right? It's productive.
Well, and that's why I think the mom quote struck me probably the most of the weekend, was because obviously he's frustrated.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's like down in the dumps about it. And
Jack, he's never struggled like this in his life. Think about it.
He's talked about that a lot this week.
Because it's true, though. Think about it. I mean, he's never struggled in the majors. He obviously, to get to the majors, was the best on every team he ever played on in his life. Like, he's never gone through anything like this before.
Yeah. And knowing how he cares, you know, I think that's why it was such a his family, I think, you know, liked it as much as they did. But special weekend, and you mentioned it earlier, watching the development of Nick Castellanos into our guy,
like, dude, my again, the curtain call was the moment of the season, but my second favorite just individual moment of the whole weekend was Casty with the towel. Yeah. Like, if I just pick an image, well, it's that.
And he's turning into, like, I feel like Castellanos is the pick you up when you're down guy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure they all are, but it feels like he's very in on.
He's like a put your arm around you guy.
He's a very in on, like, totally. I'm going to get you through this because I went through it last year. And like, in first, like, I don't think Castellanos needed what happened this weekend last year. Like, I think Castellanos was.
I think he's built differently,
he's
man.
Just, he's different. Everyone, every human being is different. And I don't think, like, I don't think Castellanos needed that last year.
I agree.
You know? But I just, I've really, really enjoyed Castellanos and, you know, being at the top step and, like, I liked how into it they were. And like, if you thought it was corny, if you thought it was phony, the guys didn't. Like,
right? Yeah, like, they clearly loved it.
And ultimately, that's all that matters.
It's a great point,
man. Is that the players liked it. And the players clearly did. I mean, they talked about it all weekend. They were on the top step. I mean, they're all into it. Like, when he goes out for the curtain call, first off, Thompson's a little like, I like Rob Thompson.
Me too.
But like Stotts right next to him, like slamming the top of the thing. Like, they were in it for him. They were in it for the whole moment. And then, listen, that's what makes sports sports.